Hi,
Hello, this is Anna with Customer Care with the Moore. How are you doing today?
good. Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you for asking.
Yeah, I'm looking for my how much my balance left in the 2017 Peterbilt.
Okay, give me just one moment. Do you have your
Yeah,
customer ID
sorry.
number available, sir?
I have either VIN number or account number.
Hold on just a second. Yeah, what's the account number?
Account number is yeah, possible, but just a second. I found the. Can I get a VIN number?
No, that's okay. Hold on just one second.
Okay.
Is the telephone number associated with the account the 989-737-7715?
Yes.
Okay, hold on just one moment.
Yeah, customer number if you like help in that. Customer or
Okay.
contact number.
Okay, what's the customer
Customer
number?
number is 312-496.
Okay. Okay, and that's for Gail Singh.
Yeah, Galvin,
Is that who I'm speaking with now?
yes.
Okay, sir, can you just verify the address that we have on file for you?
697 South Central Road, Saginaw, Michigan, 48638.
Okay, what's a good email address?
Singh.gal@yahoo.com.
Okay. All right, thank you so much for verifying this information. It's just for your security and your protection. And how can I assist you?
And how much of my balance left?
Okay, give me just one moment. I can look that up for
1999.
you.
Yeah. A million dollars a million. So this one.
Okay, your
And how
general
many
back.
payment left in?
Okay, it was a 49-month term. You've made 35 payments and
Okay,
you have
just a second.
14.
Okay. Oh. Just 49 payment left, okay.
No, sir, not 49 left. That was your whole term was 49. You've made
Yes,
35
okay.
payments. You have 14
I made
remaining.
35. Okay.
And you have 14 payments remaining. And your balance is
Okay.
$20,777.34.
Seven hundred.
And $77.34.
How about if I pay now? Paid off everything, then how much?
I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't understand you. What did you say?
How about if I pay now? So
How
you're
many?
talking about interest, everything 20. You're talking about the interest, everything 22.70 is it? And how if I pay now, how much in the pay now? If I paid off next month.
As of right now, it would be it's $20,777.34. If you pay it off next month, you would just subtract your monthly fee or your monthly payment from that amount.
How much do you pay next month?
How much is your payment next month?
Yeah.
Your payment every month, sir, is $1,463.80.
1,400.
And $63.80.
60. 1,000.
$163.80.
80 cents, okay. Just check it. 80 cents. So if we have my 14 payment left, right?
Correct.
if a time go 14,000, $1,463.87 times 14, so then come the 2,493 only.
Hold on just a second. I'm not sure if you had any late fees or anything either. I don't, hold on just one moment.
No, never ever any late fees.
Okay. So let me look and see.
Yeah. So 14, 63, 80.
So if you'll see, 14, 63, 80 times 14 equals, it equals $20,493.20.
Yes. But this including interest, right?
It's including interest? No, sir. It's not an interest-bearing loan. It's a finance charge. Your finance charge is built up front and put into each one of your payments. So each month when you make your payment, you're paying a portion of your equipment cost and a portion of your finance charge.
So what is that interest rate, you know?
No, sir. It's not an interest-bearing loan. It's a finance charge. So it's no interest. The finance charge is billed up front and put into each one of your payments.
So 1461 times 80 89. So 71,628 down payment. So he almost in interest, he charged me almost $23,000. And I've not figured out the number. You see, I pay the down payment $12,088, right?
Hold on just a second. Let me go back. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and net price in the $60,440, right?
Correct.
And I pay the down payment $12,088, right?
Yes, sir.
And I owe this post to 440 12,88. So I owe you $48,352, right?
Okay, let me walk you through how to do the finance charge.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay.
Please
go ahead. So your monthly payment every month is $1,463.80. You times your term, which is 48, times
48. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So 48 times your monthly payment, yeah, which is 1,463.80.
48 times. It goes over $70,000. Are you only $48,000? This is the confusing. Here is the confusing.
It is kind of confusing because your finance charge is built in. Okay, so that number that you just gave me, that's your equipment cost plus your finance charge together.
How much the finance charge?
Well, if you take that number that you just gave me and you subtract your original equipment cost, which was $60,440.
Time in the 48 month term, right?
Correct.
49 month. So total you said 71,726 in the 20. I owe only $48,352.
Okay. No, you're not going
to. Go ahead.
You're not. You're. What you're going to do is you're going to take that. You're going to take your. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
I try the paid off the balance, but he charged the interest rate on interest $23,374.
Okay, sir, I'm not understanding where you're getting your numbers from. Let me walk you through it again, okay? It's gonna be 48,
okay, no
which
problem,
is
go
your
ahead.
which is your term, 48 times
49. Yes, I see the 49 month here.
No, 48 times it's a 48.
Okay.
Yeah, 49.
Okay.
You're right. I'm sorry. You are correct. 49.
Yeah, 49
times
okay.
$1,463.80.
Okay. How
okay.
Much on this?
What number did you get, sir? I can't give you the numbers because I'm not a registered accountant, but
I can walk
you through.
I get the number $71,726.20.
Okay. Now subtract your original
right?
equipment. Correct. Subtract your original
okay.
equipment call.
48.
So you subtract the $60,440.
No, just stay here with me. But I pay the down payment $12,000.
Okay. Give me just 1 second, sir. Yes, I do. Give me just 1 second and let me get you transferred to someone that
take
can kind of better
take
walk
time.
In.
Take,
okay, hold
time.
On just
take
a second.
No problem.